Now, it's time for MedVid on Movies.
Three boys are victimized by massacres in the Sudan, and then after years in a refugee camp, they make it to a new life in America, where they're assisted by social worker Reese Witherspoon in The Good Lie.
You must be the guys from Somalia, Senegal.
Sudan.
What's their story, anyway?
I'm not sure. They seem pretty traumatized.
And the first section of this movie is traumatizing, as it dramatizes what these lost boys went through in their stricken homeland. As adults, these young men are masterfully played by real-life Sudanese refugees Emmanuel Jal, Ger Durrani, and Arnold Oseng.
I had 34 brothers and sisters, and they all died but one.
And she need to be here with us.
That's going
to
be a problem. All flights from the Kakuma refugee camp have been stopped.
Since 9/11, the program here is stopped indefinitely.
She's a child refugee of war.
You sure you're ready to take this on?
Definitely.
And this fine film is definitely worth taking on, as it avoids cliches about pure-hearted victims and shows all of its appealing characters as fully realized human beings with plenty of flaws. The message about compassion and survival could have been preachy and heavy-handed, but thanks in large part to Reese Witherspoon's subtle but full-hearted performance, it ends up as inspiring. Rated PG-13, but early scenes of horror and brutality in Sudan make it highly questionable for children below the age of 10. 3 stars for the moving and engaging The Good Lie.